Could you explain to what just happened?
Uh-uh. Okay, we just got sworn in. How's that?
Hey.
You're welcome. Good morning, everybody. I'd like to welcome y'all to our February Promotions Committee meeting. We call our meeting to order. It is about 8:05. First order of business is public comment, and seeing all the ghosts in the audience, we'll move on. First, I think we'd like to introduce the new members of our committee, because there's like 17 of them. Bill, you want to start?
My name is Bill Stafford, but I've lived in Morro Bay for 17 years. I've been relatively active in most things going on in town, from the Chamber of Commerce to the Harbor Festival, whatever. And I'm retired.
Hi, my name is Heather Fortner, and I'm a resident of Morro Bay, and I'm also the publisher of the Bay News. I've had the pleasure of serving on the Promotions Committee in past years and enjoyed it thoroughly, and I'm really excited to be back.
Thanks. Ann?
Ann Reeves, resident of Morro Bay, new member on the committee, and looking forward to working with everybody.
Thank you. First order of business is approval of the minutes of our last meeting. I'd like, for the record, so far, Mr. David Wiseman is excused as far as I'm concerned. I guess it's appropriate, even though members of the committee weren't present at our last meeting, they can vote on approval of the minutes. For the city, and spends all of our marketing dollars, helps develop marketing plans, creative, the whole nine yards. And I think everybody knows Kim, but she's the exec of the Chamber of Commerce. She sits on our committee as a non-voting member and advisor, and runs the visitor center, and her reports are included, and they do trade shows for the city and about 10,000 other things. Ms. Kimball. We always we have our usual monthly reports, and I see. Well, we can get to that. There's a we probably should have a new business item if we want to add something to the agenda, like chairs and vice chairs and those kinds of things. Can we do that today, or should we?
No, because it's not on the agenda. So okay. I will place that on your next agenda.
Okay. Alrighty, so our first report is from the Visitor Center, and I will turn that over to Kim.
Good morning, and welcome to all the new members on the committee. Your December report is outside your packet, and I read in the minutes that Mr. Wiseman, who is not available today, had a question about the website hits, and so I just want to go over that with you. And on the December activity report with the bar graph, this would be this side. Up in the upper right-hand corner, it says website sessions, 10,667. The ones below that, website views, 42,266. And then your bar graph has the hits. And the hits, 306,158. So what we're doing is that we're giving you the entire full picture. One of the things that happened during December is that we still have not completely got our eye in the sky camera finished, but word has gotten out, and so our hits are going up, and I do think that that has something to do with it, although I'd like to say that our marketing program is responsible for it as well.
Kim.
So I'm not sure if those were the questions that came up, but yes.
I have a question. Could you explain for us and for also the audience the difference between sessions, views, and hits? Is that
you? I'm probably the least
maybe somebody
qualified
John could.
To explain that. It is very confusing to most people. And are you ready to do that? Okay. We have someone here that's ready to do
that. I'll try. Basically, website hits really are really something that you have to kind of look at, not in great detail, because people happen on it. I mean, it is an indication of how many people are actually hitting on the site. But really what you monitor are sessions. And that sessions really mean where somebody has actually taken the time to peruse the site. And there are statistics that show how long people have, you know, taken those sessions. The longer, of course, the better. Also, how many pages they viewed. And when it comes to my report, I'll have a little bit more detail on who went to the site and what they went to the site for, so we can...
What does the view number indicate? There's a view number also. Website views, sessions, and hits.
The views, they don't go to as many places, is my understanding.
Right. Website sessions would be, those are actually people who spent time on the website. Yeah. And website views, I believe, are people that spent an additional time. So they actually spent, it was more longer
okay.
session.
Thank you.
And then, go ahead.
I was just going to say, aren't website sessions and user sessions the same thing? I know it more as user sessions, don't I, than website sessions?
Oh, actually, I stand correct. Website sessions are, as I mentioned, where people have actually spent time. The views are more where they've just looked at it and moved on.
And then where would unique visitors fall in all this?
On the unique visitors would be the same as sessions. Unique visitors are people who go in there. See, that's not part of the vocabulary of this particular software program. That's why I was hesitant to start giving you definitions that are certain. But the website sessions, 10,667, are people who have been on the website for a longer period of time. And as John indicated, his report, he has more in-depth information about that. What I check is more surface in nature, so that you have an idea of what the numbers are. And when John makes his report, he's going to be able to talk to you about what he and Jeremy came up with and maybe some other things that you might be interested in as far as how you look at the way we're what might. But not all of them spend a lot of time.
And it could have been the same person
multiple
going
times.
In multiple times.
Exactly.
And that's why hits
and that's
isn't
why he
as
has,
accurate.
Right, he has more information on that.
Right.
Okay, and I just wanted to make one more comment about the traffic in December, and that was, if you flip your report over, the out-of-state calls, we received a number of calls from Oregon and Washington. And I went on the website and tried to find some superfluous features that might have been published for us, but I wasn't able to do so. But I did find some other features that I gave to John, and he's going to share those when it's his turn. So, again, Southern California is still holding with 38% of our calls, and actually, the coastal area has gone up to almost 34%. And again, that was my belief because of the webcam. I think we're getting some activity and attention over that, although we haven't launched it officially and we haven't started advertising it, but word of mouth has gotten out.
As part of, I guess, kind of orientation for this report, for the new committee members, the promotions committee reimburses the visitor center for the expense of the 800 number. And so we get a report every month from the visitor center that breaks down our 800 calls, and that's what that back page is all about, is just a breakdown of that 800 number. And then just for further information, the front page of this report shows we also reimburse the visitor center for mailings that they do as a result of advertising that we place. And when we do ads in some of the major magazines, they provide us with names and addresses of those people who punched a bingo card and requested additional information. So as the visitor center does those mailings and mails those things out, then they give us a report of the number of mailings that were done, and they actually break that down to tourist packets that are directly as a result of marketing and requests for information, as well as mailings within the chamber itself. So they just break down the two for us and show them in the two columns underneath the graph. And then I think that's pretty much the phone calls at the top of the page. Those are not 800 calls, if I'm not mistaken. Those are
all visitor serving phone calls.
Okay, but not the 800 calls aren't included in this?
No, the 800 calls
are on the back. Okay, so these are additional calls just made to the 772 number. Are there any questions kind of about the report? Kim, did you want to?
Then I'm going to go on.
Okay.
During the past, during your last meeting, actually, I was at the LA Times trade show in Long Beach, and we found that this has been a fairly active show. We had contact with 12,000 potential visitors and professionals. The first part of it's a two-day show. The first part of the of Saturday, we spent with just travel professionals, and those were travel agents, tour operators, VIP media contacts, and we made five solid contacts with folk who are going to come up here. And I'm not going to give those out over the air because they're proprietary. But we have five different entities that are coming up here to do either filming or some sort of event that's going to help Morro Bay. And I can give that to John in closed session, and he can advise
but
you.
But we don't have closed sessions.
Well, then I'll give it to John, and he can email it to you. So I think the LA Times show was quite successful for us, and I've spoken with others from the Central Coast who go to the show, and we're not sure whether they felt as pro active about what happened at the show as I did. But one thing that happens with our group that goes down there is that we are proactive. We're up. We're not sitting on a chair waiting for people to come into the booth to talk to us. We're at the bottom of the escalator when they enter the hall. We are showing excitement, and we interact with the people who are coming. And one other thing, we have the Amgen coming. This is the Tour of California, the bicycle ride. It's in San Luis Obispo, February 23rd and 24th. These folk are riding down Highway 1. I have the CHP news here, and they're closing Highway 1 down to Ragged Point. However, once they get beyond that area, they're going to open it up. There could be up to four-hour delays above San Simeon, so Highway 1 isn't going to be a place to be trying to travel on the 23rd. We also hear that there may be as many as 50,000 people who are following these bikes, so we're going to have quite a crowd. And our plan is that's the same day as the tall ships come in. So we've requested that the tall ships see if they can get here early so that we can do a number of things that day. We're going to welcome the tall ships in the morning, and then in the afternoon, about 2 o'clock is when or 2:45 is when we're expecting the bikes to come through Morro Bay. We have arranged to have balloon columns at the North Point entrance, and we're asking people to show up there, and we have individual balloons that we'll give to people to stand and welcome the bikers. And then we have a banner there, and then we have a banner that's going to go over one of the overpasses, if we can get permission, and another banner at the Rock Harbor Church at the south end of Morro Bay, and we're asking people to gather there. So we're going to show them, and we'll have balloon columns there as well. So we're asking folk, nonprofits, groups, individuals to come out and welcome the bicycle riders. There's going to be plenty of people in the county overnight because they're spending the night in San Luis Obispo. ESPN is following them, and it's a big deal. So we're really looking forward to having them here. It's going to probably take 2 hours for them to get through Morro Bay. So we're thinking about 2:45, 2:30.
And the 2 hours would be the from the leaders to the back of the pack.
Right, exactly.
The string of bikes.
The string of bikes, right. The pack
I would imagine
should be here.
2 hours, the leaders are going to be in San Luis doing Mai Tais.
That's right.
Okay.
I'm sure they will be. Yeah, we're expecting that the leaders will go through here in about 2.5 minutes. So with that... that concludes my report, and I'm willing to answer any questions you may have.
I would just like to thank you, Kim. I wanted to just for the committee let them know that one of the other things, and I mentioned a little bit earlier, but I believe that we're budgeted this year to attend at least 3 different trade shows, if I'm not mistaken. We did L.A., we're doing Sunset,
right.
Toast to Sunset.
And we're going to send information to San Diego, and there may be one other one that we're going to, but it's not firm yet. So,
okay. And
I'll
then
let
don't
you know
we? We've been going up to Monterey, to the military. It sounds worse than it's great. It's a great place to go, from what you've told me. But what's the formal name of that?
Good. Put me on a hook. it's the Naval. Post-Naval Academy
graduation.
And they have a mini trade show up there during the graduation. And so we normally go up there. It's a one-day show.
Great. Thank you. Any other questions for Kim? Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Okay, so that concludes the report on the Visitor Center. If we could move on to the budget report. You have one sheet in your packet that is basically broke down in 3 different categories. One of those is our promotion and advertising. One is our reimbursements to the Visitor Center. And the third one is separated, called website and development. I have a couple of questions because we haven't yet seen any allocations to reimbursements to the Visitor Center and or website development. And I know at our last meeting you were going to make an effort to move some of the money that you know has been spent on the website out of our promotion and advertising budget and move it down, reallocate it down below to make it a little bit more. And John also agreed earlier this year to provide us with a spreadsheet that breaks down that portion, which is our direct advertising, and that's the Department 3170 promotion and advertising account. So we can kind of get a fresher look because of the lag time between placing the advertising, billing
media due to the... our budget was reduced by about half, so we're sort of conserving our dollars. We had a pretty good initial campaign right at the start of the fall, and then we'll be coming on really strong in March, April, and May to try to build for those months, as well as giving us a kickstart for the summer. And as you can see, most of the activity that's occurred in December and January predominantly has been website activity, as well as working on the press video DVD. And I'll give you an update when my portion of the presentation occurs. And then a little bit on public relations. We're starting to develop a media list that we can send out the DVD once we get that produced. And a couple other items that needed to be cleaned up, like I think Ed had mentioned the Slo County Visitors Guide. We had indeed expended that, so that was moved into the spent column. The Birders World, things like that. So you can see that that activity is taking place. So we've gone through about 30% of our budget. The remaining will be spent in the spring.
Did you learn anything about the moving the
I recoded it, so I'll have to go back and find out why that's not still going into that category.
Okay. Okay. And that, in looking at the what we're basically talking about is under website advertising, there's two columns in there, new website development and web maintenance, and I'm going to guess that those two figures should be recoded to and placed down in so they would come out in your financial report as shown as expenditures under website and development. So you have, this is the official city budget that's in your packet. That's the you can obviously by the columns are pretty straightforward and easy to self-explanatory. And then this is a breakdown of the what John gives us is a breakdown of the first department, which is 3170. And as you can see, the total dollars spent are $30,000 difference than what John shows us, and that just shows you the difference in the timing of that. So this is a more real time page here that you have from John, which helps us, I think, a lot more than appreciate that, John.
Okay.
Any questions? One thing I thought might help the new committee members, John, is maybe if you could, either email or I guess email would be the best way to do it, our media plan.
Okay.
So they could see our media plan specifically.
Sure.
It's a great spreadsheet. It shows all that we're, where we're spending all of our advertising dollars and when we're going to spend them. So that shows it's a real nice it's a real nice graphic and spreadsheet for us to work off of.
I was just going to ask, Bridget, would you, you're going to be emailing out the new contact information then for the new members?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, because I need to get those emails and contact information.
Also, is there any other questions? It's a lot to swallow all at one time, but... also in your report, the finance department is kind enough to provide us with updated transient occupancy tax numbers of those businesses that collect what we call TOT for the city of Morro Bay, lodging, RV parks, vacations, some vacation rentals, not all of them, but some. Do that, and I just we typically go along. You're usually given the year to date. We're always 2 months in arrears. Just to explain to you briefly, let's talk about the month of what you see here in this. We'll talk about the current month. So we're in February. At the end of February, we have 30 days to pay the city for the TOT that was collected in that month. So at the end of March, all the bills should have been paid. Now the city goes through and adds all those numbers up, and in April we get the totals for that for the month of February. So that that shows you that that's how the 2 months gets, you know, the reporting of that. So what you see is year to date, the current numbers are, shows the month of December, which is was accurate with a 2 month idea. And just to let you know, the next page shows all of fiscal year 2004-05. So you have two different pages on there. And someone usually tries to do the math, and I've did it for this time. And through year to date, the city is up.
Staten Island, Sunday Advance, Gibraltar of the Pacific, then there's also another one in New Jersey, Ashbury Park Pines paper, so two local papers. I'll pass those around for everybody, and then we can put them on the screen.
Kim, how do you – now the newspaper clippings, did those come from you, John, or did they come from
– No, actually, the only we don't have a clipping service, and we talked
– Well, that's what I was wondering about.
Right, many years that, unfortunately, if we had the funds to do that, it would be very valuable because we really probably – miss 75% of what's written about
us.
Or more. Really, the only way we ever get anything like this is to have a resident that would actually, or a person that lives there, send it to us and say, hey, you made the paper. And so it's difficult. But as I said, clipping services are very expensive, so I don't think we could afford that. But that's pretty much how we get it.
When we talk to people, we ask them how they found out about us. And so if they tell us that there was an article in the paper that was a feature article, we ask them to send it.
Oh, good. So are you guessing or pretty sure that that's where these came from then?
Oh, I'm absolutely positive that's okay. how we got those.
Oh, great. Great.
And as I mentioned, I'll move on to web statistics. If you could put that next graph up, please. Or actually, you know what? While you're there, that's okay.
Oh, okay.
All kinds of pictures.
I could go ahead while we have the homepage up just to let you know about the website. We the website committee did meet, and we talked about making some changes to the homepage. The strategy being that we actually have two activities that are occurring in Morro Bay on the 23rd of February, as Kim had mentioned. And one is, of course, the tall ships arriving, and then also the bike race that's coming through. So we wanted to tie in those two events together and place them on the homepage. Basically, what we have there is you can click on the button there, it'll go to the tall ships explanation, and then also as you click on the as you go further, there's a link then that Billy reminded me of that we didn't have to link onto the bike race information as well. So a viewer to the site now could get both further information by doing that. And there's the tour of California there that they would click on, and if you want to go ahead and put up the web stats for me, please. This shows basically where we're at. This is, again, coming from New Image Technology, who is our provider. Talks about average user sessions per month, 14,300. If you look at the bar graph, you can see December is much lower, as then we pick up after the holidays and we see January and February increasing back to where it had been in the previous months. Interesting part of this statistic is that underneath the user sessions per month, we have average newsletter signups per month, which average 75 per month. That's okay. And then basically, if you go down to...
Okay, now you have to stop.
Okay.
It says in parentheses, same since last. What does that mean?
I think it just means same since the last previous month. So there's no dramatic increases, that we're on average at 75.
Okay.
And that also goes true for the average user sessions. But one thing that we're able to talk about that I think is important is it shows the top two paths from the homepage. So in other words, people go onto the homepage, but where do they go next? What information are they seeking past the information on the homepage? And 1,242 hits were for lodging, and then 1,225 were things to do. And then right behind that, hotels, motels were 784. So if you combine those two categories, obviously, which is really good news because our whole effort is to get people to stay here. The main reason that they're going to the website is to find out about lodging, and also second to things to do. And then next is dining guide, which is 644 visits, and then about Morro Bay, 544 visits, and then visitor information, 543. So it gives us a pretty good idea about why people are coming to the site and what they're doing once they get to the site. The next page...
John, do you have a number for and you're probably going to get to it, the total number of people that are signed up on our email list right now?
Yes, I do. It's coming to that.
Okay.
First, I'll just mention real briefly that the top search engine that's used is Google, provides roughly 30% of the people are using Google. The really important statistic, and we've talked about this before, and for the new members of the committee, I think this is important, where it says no referral, which is at the very top, which is 42%. That's actually a good thing, because that means that they actually went and typed in www.morrobay.org. And we could hope that that means that we've done a good job taken out as well. It's all done by the software, so we don't have to physically go in and do that. We did send out a newsletter. If you could put that up for me. Yes. Oh, actually, no, not that one. The one with all the pretty pictures. There you go. This newsletter, which the committee actually saw last month, and then we, in the website committee, we talked about enhancing this newsletter to also include the tall ships and then also the bike race. So kind of what's on the home page is sort of echoed. And we talk about how wintertime is a great time for bird watching. We talked about the Christmas bird count. And we also talked about fish and farmers market being something, an activity that's occurring weekly. So if they happen to be coming in, that's an activity that they could take part in. And the tall ships, and then again about the bike race. So that went out actually yesterday. And so we've that has gone out to our database.
One of the things we used to send out a quarterly newsletter. And one of the things that we talked about earlier this year was to increase that to monthly. And we thought that it would generate more interest in the website. It would generate more people signing up for the newsletter. And that way it would give us more folks that we could talk to on a regular basis and get them to come here. So I just thought I'd throw that in.
And then I'll just mention while we're on that subject, another way that we get a larger amount of signups for the newsletter is we have on our budget, and we'll be doing one of those next month, is a email campaign that we literally buy the subscription list of the people who read the LA Times on the internet, and it's latimes.com. And this has been a really effective way for us to advertise Morro Bay, but also to get people to sign up for the newsletter, because they're sent an email and then we direct them to our website and then we encourage them to sign up for the newsletter with that. And on average, we probably get from that effort, we get 250, 300 people signing up for the newsletter. So that's really how we've built that 3,000. As you can see, it would take a little longer just by, you know, we have people just going to the website. Those 70 people that just signed up had gone to the website and found an interest in doing that.
And then, excuse me for jumping in, just committee to kind of teach them what. And if you look down on website advertising in the sheet from John, you'll see Los Angeles Times website. And that's the amount that I think
that's
two different deals that
right.
we plan on doing. And once you get your media plan, you will see when those are scheduled to go and that. But that's the total amount of money allocated for that. And I think it's just been, you know, it's just been a real, we just see a spike the minute that
yeah,
thing hits.
Yeah, it's not only the newsletter sign up, but again, on average, we would, and I'll be providing this when the nice thing is it's very trackable too. And really a lot of the money that we took to fund this has come from the cable advertising that we used to do. The cable TV advertising was good because we were able to focus on a target market, say LA or Orange County, cost effectively, but the problem with it was that we weren't able to track it. And so we really achieved the same goal by doing the email campaign with the LA Times. We can target a specific area. We can literally go down to say, we want Long Beach, we want households making X number of dollars, we want this age group, and we buy that list. On average, we take about 50,000 names. And then again, through the great reporting that's provided by the LA Times, we can see how many of those went out, how many were actually opened, and then how many went directly to our website. And on average, I would say there's at least 1,500 to 2,000 people within that day period that actually go to our website. So we're able to track all that really well. And then, as I said, the added bonus to that is that we're also able to optimize our newsletter database by having that activity.
Yeah, I wanted to say, nice job. That's the best website report we've had
good.
To date. Very
Thank
good.
You. Well, we'll have that every month, I promise.
Excellent.
I've got Jeremy trained now. Pardon me?
We have public comment if we're moving on to the website.
You want to talk about the website?
I want to talk about the website. Good morning, Nancy Castle. I went on the website last week to check on Morro Bay Parade. Celebrate Morro Bay Parade this weekend at 10 a.m. down Morro Bay Boulevard. And when I went to events, it had Morro Bay Parade being at 1 a.m. Not a good time for a parade.
You know what you should have done? You should have called me.
Well, I called the Chamber of Commerce, and I talked to one of the representatives at the Chamber who said they would be calling you, which I thought would be the appropriate form for an individual out there who may not have your home phone number. The other thing is, it's very disappointing to realize that the newsletter went out yesterday, and that event isn't in it. And I don't know where, again, we're talking about a failure of communication. I can only assume that the information isn't...
Master Stewart, that I work with, unless he's out of town, which does occur occasionally, he literally can go in there and make that... We could have made that change that day.
I
understand that you wanted to go through the proper protocol, but I will just say that anybody that sees anything on the committee, the public, they're welcome to email me, and we'll make those changes. But it is a good point that it's sort of the old adage, garbage in, garbage out. Whatever I get is as good as it's going to be on the website, because I'm not privy to all the different activities. We did have a meeting, the website meeting, which I was going to cover in a little bit, where we talked about trying to get some of this information in a better fashion. But again, I will just stress, if you ever see anything, and I'll predominantly for the committee, please contact me, and then we can make those changes, because there will be times that, you know, two eyes or a whole set of eyes are better than two, and we do peruse the site. And there's been times when I've gone on that site and seen a problem, whether it be technical or whatever, but you can only do that so often.
Karen?
The Chamber did call Tom Jones, and if John didn't get the information, I know for a fact it happened. It was the 1 a.m. was a frustration. We noticed it quite some time ago. So I don't know what happened, but it didn't get changed. And that's a fact, because it's still up there at 1 a.m. We were discussing it yesterday.
It's funny that we didn't catch that at our meeting a couple of weeks ago, because I'm sure it was there. And we actually went through some of the calendar when we were talking about stuff. So,
well, again, I think the best way to do this is to email me, because then we have a record of it. And if it goes to me directly, then I know, and I'll assume the responsibility for it. I think that's probably the best way we can do that. So if it was our problem, then I apologize for that. But still, we still need to get as much information as possible.
Sure.
And can we put a link to you and your email address on the website? So that's the easiest way, is if I find something on the website, click a button and send it to you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I think, because for you to say, already I've forgotten what the email address is, and I think the general public probably has already forgotten what it is. So if there's a link on the website...
Well, I just don't want to open this up to the general public emailing us and saying, you know, I'm having a yard sale, I'd like for you to put that on the website. So
that's a possibility.
I can, you know, we can try it. You know, I have a feeling that there probably still won't be that many emails that'll come through, but
that would be a good thing, because the ones that do come through are the ones that you probably want to see. I would be more concerned about
under
your comment.
Under the contact us, you put a link for webmaster errors.
Okay.
John, can we make sure that the time gets changed today for the parade?
Sure.
Thanks.
Ann, did you have something?
Sorry about that. I was just mentioning to put the link webmaster. I see that on a number of sites. That might work.
All righty. Also in our meeting, we talked about different activities and things that we were going to do. We've achieved quite a few of those. There's still some that we need to do, one of which was that we wanted to select a winner for our website activity, or signing up for the newsletter. One of the incentives for signing up the newsletter was to offer a contest that if you sign up for the newsletter, you'll be included in a drawing to win a getaway to Morro Bay. I picked the winner, and it's Susie Black, and I have her email address. So now we just need to...
Where is she? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because it just gives me so it's fair. So she just gives me the name. And what I did is I took, because the list is fairly large, I had the list done for the last 2 months. So that would be somebody that probably would have signed up as a result of, you know, that solicitation. So we just need to get the prizes, and then we can contact this person and figure out how we want to get that certificate to them.
Okay.
And
Kim, that's what you wanted right off the get-go, wasn't it? Was give me a winner.
Right.
We'll get you the package.
Right.
Okay.
And actually, in our meeting, we did talk about having the website committee, but I would encourage the rest of the promotions committee to go through the website. If you see things that you want to have changed, that would be a great thing to do. I've gotten a few things back. And I'm just kind of going through what we had originally talked about doing. We've made the change on the homepage to include the bike race. We're working on the database. It's I think you have a sheet there. It's that one you almost put up before. Peruse it and see if you think this is the way we want to go, but we won't launch this till it's approved.
Right.
Because
okay.
There's still going to be some refining, and I really need the expertise of the hotel people to give me the ideas behind this in case I've missed something. But we're getting pretty close, and I think it really will be a benefit for people to be able to search that way.
I think not only having input from the hoteliers, but also from the visitor center. Because they're the ones that feel so many questions about what, you know, when people call in and stuff, that I think that'll be really helpful, too, to have them take a good close look at it and see.
Okay. And let's see. Just a report on the DVD, again, for the new committee members in our budget. There's a budget item to produce a DVD that will be a press DVD that will go out to press magazines, television stations. Also, the benefit of having this DVD will be able to have footage. A lot of times we'll get calls from a TV station or someone doing a special on the Central Coast and they want what they call B-roll footage. We'll be able to have that footage, fresh footage to provide. I would say that we're probably 70% along on this. I just saw a rough cut of it. We do need to go back now, and there's like some real specific shots that we're going to have to probably stage to fulfill this. But I'm comfortable that I'd have this probably for the committee to look at next meeting. It'll be in its final form.
And I know that the Public Relations Subcommittee has been kind of working with you on that.
Right. Yeah, okay. We had a meeting to go over the initial script, made the changes to the script. And now it's just a matter of going out and collecting as much footage as we can, and then the footage that we don't have, going back out and reshooting that. Some of it we want to try to stage because it involves people, and if we can't just get that kind of shot by going down to the beach, we have to probably stage it. That's kind of where we're at now, though. And that's pretty much the conclusion of my report.
Okay. Any questions for John? I just had a I wanted to because it's tied in with talking about the website, I wanted to ask Kim. We had talked about the about moving the webcam from the visitor center in the chamber onto the homepage of the website, and there was still some technical issues. I know you kind of briefly addressed that earlier about the webcam, but I'm just wondering where we are in that with regards to. I know there was talk about trying to speed it up. Based on the broadband width that you folks have available down there now, and I just, is there anything new to?
We can put it on the front page now, but if we need more broadband, we still have to wait for Charter. So
okay.
It depends on if you want us to move forward or if you want us to wait till it's ready to launch. You know, as we're working on it, I think it's good to put it where it should be, because in the fewer clicks to get to it, I think it's going to help our website overall. So I'd like to go ahead and just put it up with a button.
We talked about that at our meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And what was, I'm trying to remember what the results of that conversation were. I thought you were going to go ahead and just put and move it up, or were we?
Well, I think we were going to try to talk with Charter about getting added bandwidth, and I don't think we've done that yet, but
okay.
We can go ahead and put it on the homepage. if okay. that's what we want to do.
I encourage the committee to go in and look at that. It's just it's terrific. I think it's going to be just a great tool and really draw a lot of folks to the site. I mean, there's other webcams in Morro Bay, but none like this. This one is you can move it yourself and play, and it's going to be a real asset.
Who has control of the webcam? Are you doing that, John? Is that something that you initiated, or is it something from the chamber?
It's more the chamber's function.
It belongs to the chamber, and we have control over it.
Great.
I think on the front page, Kim, it would be a lot more accessible. Right now, I know I've talked to many people about it, and they have to click two or three times to get to it.
I was terribly disappointed when I found out that it was three clicks back.
Yeah.
So you're preaching the choir here. I want it on the front page.
Actually, if a picture of the webcam itself, I mean, what it's showing could be in a little box on the front page.
Right, I think that's what
that would be. And then from there, the people could take it and control
right.
it.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's
great.
All I had.
Moving on, public relations subcommittee report. I don't know. Do you have a formal report? Or
we did not meet. Since the last meeting, we did go over the script, as John said, and that's the last input that we have given to John regarding the DVD. But that's all we've done.
Okay. Moving on to the website committee report. John's given a lot of the information from our meeting already. Is there other?
I can either talk about the things we still need to do. Their comments, so I would encourage not only the website committee, if it's okay with the rest of the committee, I'd just have everybody take a look at it and let me know if there's some other issues that we want to change. The website has always been, and I think Billy more than any of the committee members will attest to this, it's always a work in progress. I mean, it's never going to be done. It's improved, I think, vastly over the last year. But it will continue to improve. We want to keep it fresh because, as you can see, what's happened with tourism is that the majority of the people are going to go to the website to get the fulfillment. They're not going to necessarily make our 800 numbers go down every year as our website hits go up. And that's just the nature of the industry. It's much easier for somebody to go on their computer, look at basically a longer version of a brochure, find out about hotels, get all that information, and it's really been that's why it's so important to have a good website that's current and that has correct information and looks pretty.
We will continue to meet. We'll have a couple of new agenda items as far as committees go at our next meeting. We'll get that agendized when the time comes here. I just want to so I don't forget. Okay, unfinished business, discussion of goal setting. I think the reason that this is on here, and I'm not really sure why it continued, it's on unfinished business. I don't know if anybody remembers. I know that we had, I don't know that we actually got down to actually setting specific goals. I think we were hoping that those would come out of the individual committees, but there, what I'm seeing, what we've talked about is in our actually is in our bylaws where, excuse me, every year right after the budget's approved, we will come up with a specific set of goals to make an effort to try to achieve for the coming year, and I know that we. Some of the things that had come up with just regards to press releases, a specific number, obviously the website improvements and those kinds of things. So I don't know that it, I don't really remember why it still continues to be on the agenda, and I'm the one that put it there.
Maybe we could put it in a status file and make sure that the item comes up after the budget's adopted or something of that.
That'd be good. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah.
And for those new committee members that don't know, this is Bob Hendricks, our city administrator. I hope everybody knows Bob. But kind of. And then our last item under unfinished business, review of the community promotions new bylaws. And that copy of those are in your packet.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. Just a footnote to that as well. The version that you have in here is going to be amended in one section a little further. Well, the City Council took up some general language that is, it's basically boilerplate language in all the bylaws, and made a couple of amendments. So the city attorney's in the process of drafting that. And
in a nutshell, what are they?
Well, they changed the wording of the attendance section just slightly, and took, there's a reference in there to calendar year, and they changed that, I think, to a 12-month period. And really, that's about it. That one paragraph was the only thing that was changed, but at some point you're going to see a fresh draft of the bylaws again in the near future.
You know, we could, just to let you know that if you saw the old bylaws versus the new bylaws, not that it matters to the new committee members, obviously these are our bylaws. They have been approved by City Council, and they did amend the bylaws per what the old committee submitted to the council, and that was strictly the only issue was regards of the committee's involvement with the visitor center. And I direct you to under purpose and authority, the third paragraph. It says the second sentence, annually each committee member will be required to familiarize themselves with the operation of the visitor center by volunteering 4 hours per year on a weekend or summer day. So obviously they want the committee to familiarize themselves with the workings of the visitor center while they actually have a lot of visitors coming in and out of there, which I think is a great time. So we will be between now and this fall, we need to we'll contact Kim or her staff and arrange for to get down and do some volunteer work in some fashion. I'm guessing if we can just. Do you have any ideas yet with regards to requests from advisory boards or what the process looks like this year? And I know you guys are in the midst of, I think, Jim's retiring and things going on.
I think you're asking about a snapshot of the financial situation as we roll the budget together, and we won't know that for another month.
Okay.
Once we get the requirements requests from all of the departments and we have a completed slate of estimated revenues, then we can put that together and have an initial determination about where we are, but that's a ways away for us yet.
In the past, we have been given kind of the added into the other department request, our request, to be a part of that. And I guess that's what I was asking about, was the timing on when you would want to have something from us, or would you rather wait and see?
I think it would depend on your goal. If your goal is the status quo, because this is the second year of a two-year run, then you wouldn't need to do anything.
Oh, you know better than that.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
On the other hand, if the guidelines that we'll have will be to continue the program as it was set up in the first year of the two-year plan. So that'll be the direction that the departments receive for putting their budget together. And that would, by extension, apply to the promotions budget as well. So that if you want to deviate from that, you would need to come up with some sort of communication that would ultimately be placed in front of the City Council.
And that can come later on once we see it.
Yeah. And I'll give you one caveat to that, though, and that is that the last council meeting, they asked to calendar a discussion at the next meeting about whether or not they want to hold some kind of special meeting about the budget in general and priorities, sort of a priority setting thing. You may recall it was in the fall a year and a half ago, probably in October or so, we had a priority setting session with the council on the budget well ahead of the budget process.
Yes.
They're talking about some kind of discussion of that sort perhaps early on. We really can't accommodate a budget review with them until we have a budget.
Right.
So that throws that later into the year. So if they decide to do that, that might be an opportunity for the committee to come in and say, this is our program, this is what we do, and this,
okay,
this is what our needs are.
Okay. So there's no reason at this point in time to agendize any kind of budget discussion on our part for our next meeting?
Unless the committee wanted to establish its position, the point of view of the committee relative
right.
to the program.
Well, maybe we could then just have a brief discussion on that, so we can add that budget discussion for next year. I think everybody's, if you're not, everybody's aware that the city is on a two-year budget cycle. Last year, they adopted a two-year budget. So technically, whatever council approved for the second year, 06-07, that's what would be presented to them because that's what they already
right.
kind of approved this last June.
Right.
So I don't remember seeing a 50% increase in our budget recommended for the next fiscal year, but, who am I? I don't. It could happen. The other item would be a reassignment of the committees. To add to the agenda of the...
Oh, subcommittees, you mean?
The subcommittees.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
So we can just have that discussion on the current. The status of who's on what committee. Also, election of chair and co-chair. And then the other issue is discussion for the promotions committee to apply for a grant from the National Estuary Program. I will be providing John. I'm going to provide John with some information on that today. And I know Kim sits on the executive committee for the National Estuary, so we have an insight on the workings of that. Pretty neat. It's a pretty neat concept. That's all I have.
I was wondering if maybe next meeting we could, along with the spreadsheet that you're going to bring us about the advertising, kind of talk about, I know the budget helps kind of distinguish what it is that has been placed already, but talk about what has been placed, what's coming up, and then maybe just talk about how things have worked, in terms of, response and what our plan is, going forward. Especially, I think, with the budget concerns, it's nice to look at where our advertising dollars have been spent, and then
but on the committee before that needs a definition because it's just going to sell say LA Times web activity, so I can go through and I can give you a pretty good synopsis of what we still have left to do and when that's going to hit. But as I said, the major portion of our budget is going to be done in the spring.
Sure.
And it should be also noted that a lot of that's already committed to. I mean, we have ads that we're already spent our money in Sunset, even though those ads may not appear until April or May. Those ads are committed to, and they're already done.
Well, and additionally, for the new committee members and some of the old ones probably, trade shows is a classic example of commitments having to be made a long time in advance. As a matter of fact, as Kim reported earlier, she has already committed us for 2007's LA Travel Show. And in doing so at that show, she was able to save several hundred dollars by signing up. And because she was, pretty confident that we were going to want to do that show again based on her reports in the past, she went ahead and made that commitment. So we have some things that come up, ahead of time that we have to commit to, and then we make that work. So. Any other new agenda items? Okay. We get a motion to adjourn? Second? You get a second? And seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Great. Thank you very much.